bitch. You're going to make me laugh. I just know it.
We're live. Center.
I'm waiting. We're good? Are we on? Okay. Hello, everyone. It's Wednesday, October 18th, 2023. In compliance with the Open Public Meetings Act, this is a regular meeting of the Township Committee as published in the Hunterdon Review. The agenda was posted on the Township Bulletin Board and as a courtesy on the Township website, distributed to the Hunterdon Review, Courier News, the Express Times, the Hunterdon County Democrat, and the Star Ledger. We're going to stand for the flag salute, followed by a moment of silence for our first responders, frontline workers, and members of the military, and also prayers and thoughts for the innocent that are involved in the turmoil in the Middle East right now.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the Republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Okay, please be seated. Before we do roll call, I just want to announce Carolyn Budd, her first meeting, our new brand new municipal clerk. Yay. Here we go. Roll call.
Mr. Smith?
Present.
Mr. McGee?
Here.
Ms. Kohler?
Here.
Mr. Wunder?
Here.
Mr. Abakowski?
Here.
Okay, first up is a presentation of the minutes. We have none for this meeting. And I need a motion to open the public comment for agenda items only.
I'll make a motion to open the public comments for agenda items only.
Second.
Roll call?
Yes.
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 Yes. Seeing none, can I get a motion to close public comment?
So moved.
Second.
Roll call?
Yes.
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 Okay. Next up are resolutions. And the first resolution, number 120-2023, authorizing to submit 6-month extension with the New Jersey DOT for the Little Brook Road Improvement Project. We're going to table that until the next meeting because we have to do a little more investigation on that one. So next up is resolution number 121-2023. Intersoft tax collection software contract. And basically what this is our tax collector's system, Vital, is going out of business at the end of the year, so we had to select a new software company. And we said tax collector's choice. We looked at what she gave us. She gave us a couple of quotes. So we're going with Intersoft Technologies International, and basically on 12/1/23, the system will be ready for training, and it will be running parallel to Vital. After that, you're going to have a live switchover from Vital on January 1st, 2024. So if all goes well, we'll be in good shape. And the conversion of all of the accounts and transactions for the last 3 years are included in the price for this. And before I give you the price, also the other thing is that all of the old records back beyond, you know, down to 2013 are in Vital, which won't be taken away. It's going to probably be a static screen. They're not going to ever lose that information. And we physically own that data on the tax collector's PC, and the tool will continue to work is what she's telling us. So that's all good. We've covered all our bases. The fee is $7,500, and it's commencing. We won't have to make payment until 2024, and then there are monthly maintenance charges of $470 a month. If there's any customization, which the tax collector doesn't feel like she's going to need much because she really likes the software, that would be on a per hourly basis. And before we have any committee discussion, I just wanted to point out a couple of things. When I was reading the resolution, I see 25 licenses there, so I called the tax collector, and she said, she checked with the company, it's up to 25 licenses. So they sent me an updated contract, but it didn't include your changes to the contract. So just so you know, we need to make that change. It's up to 25. She only needs one.
Yeah, their attachment B just said includes 25 user licenses. That's where it came from.
Right.
Original attachment B.
Right, right. So the thing is I made her check to make sure that if we had less licenses, that it didn't cost us less. Mm-hmm. And she said, no, that's like the basic. She went back to them, and they said 20 up to 25 is the cost. So we can make those. Any other committee discussions on this?
No, I don't have any.
Okay. So we'll just, you want me to mark this up and
get just amend it with the words.
We'll make it amended wherever it's, do you want me to give you line by line?
No, that's fine. No, you don't have to.
So we can vote on it?
Yeah, as amended.
Mm-hmm. Okay. So can I get a motion to approve resolution number 121-2023, approving contract with Intersoft Technologies International, LLC, for purchase, installation, and maintenance of proprietary government tax collection software as amended?
So I'll make that motion to approve resolution number 121-2023 as amended.
Abe, you want to second it? Abe's going to second it. Okay. Roll call?
Yes.
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 Yes. All right. Next up is the purchase of 6 AED defibrillator packages for the police department. And that is awarding a contract to Lifesavers Incorporated for purchase of 6 Defib Tech Lifeline AED packages with battery packs for the township police department. For a total cost of $5,370. Brian, do you want to say anything more about that?
Nope.
Any committee discussion on that?
I think it's a great idea.
Yeah?
Without a doubt.
For sure. No other discussion?
No.
Do I have a motion to approve resolution number 122-2023 for the purchase of the defibrillators?
I don't want to jump on anybody.
Go ahead. Second.
Roll call.
Yes.
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 Yes. Oh, this is a big one. The next one. Okay. The SLEO contract. We've had a lot of discussion on this. We did introduce, back in August, we introduced a resolution, and I did write them down because we may have to rescind them. I don't know. But this is a revised agreement and contract because the school had pushed back. They wanted to get more details on the overhead expenses. So I've been running around and working with everybody trying to get those expenses, and this is a new agreement, a new amount, which we can back up to the penny, basically, everything that we're charging the school. The idea was not to make a profit on this. It's just to cover our expenses because these are full-time members of our police department, and they can't be used outside of the schools unless it's a governor's order. Like during COVID, they could maybe direct traffic. So basically, we're employing the SLEO 3s and sending them to the schools, and so that's why they need to cover the overhead. If we didn't, you know, we wouldn't have them on board otherwise. So there's one thing I found in the first paragraph. The first sentence, the last word should be services. It says surveys. So that's the only amendment I see on here. Everything else is, it's a cost of $82,865. This is for the Voorhees contract. So it's resolution number 123-2023, resolution authorizing and approving shared services agreement between Township of Lebanon and North Hunterdon Voorhees Regional High School District Board of Education for special law enforcement officers at a cost of $82,865 per SLEO for term commencing July 1st, 2023, expiring June 30th, 2024, unless extended for an additional one-year term upon formal action by both parties. Any discussion? Do I have a motion to approve resolution 123-2023 as amended with the one word, surveys is now services? Somebody make a motion?
I'll make that motion as stated by the mayor. Resolution number 123-2023, SLEO contract, Voorhees High School.
Second.
Roll call.
Yes.
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 Yes. Next up, pretty much the same thing. Resolution number 124-2023, authorizing and approving shared service agreement between Township of Lebanon and Lebanon Township School District Board of Education, so that's Woodland Valley View, for special law enforcement officers. Same amendment, surveys is services in the first sentence. And the amount for this contract is just slightly less. It's $82,365, and that's because the expenses that Jason, the chief of police, has downstairs were not as great for the school. They were off by like $200. There was more for the high school. So, any committee discussion on that? Or a motion to approve Resolution 124-2023, authorizing and approving shared services agreement between Township of Lebanon and Lebanon Township School District Board of Education for special law enforcement officers.
So moved.
Second.
Roll call.
Yes.
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 Yes. Next up, we have a resolution in support of Assembly Bill 975, Senate Bill 2643, New Jersey bills, obviously, supporting Assembly bills, those Assembly and Senate bills sponsored by Assembly Minority Leader John DeMeo and Senator Doug Steinhardt, requiring commercial motor vehicles to be equipped with certain global positioning systems. And this is basically to keep trucks off of the roads that they shouldn't be on, because if they use regular resident-type GPS systems like we would all use, they could end up on a bridge that they can't go over or go under an underpass. So this would be in support of commercial-grade GPS for trucks, gross vehicle weight rating of 26,001 or more pounds. So anyway, and can I get a motion to approve Resolution Number 125-2023?
Can I just say, I have no idea if this GPS system is going to solve the problem or not. It's outside my area of expertise. I'm not sure why this is relevant to Lebanon Township.
Well, these GPS, there's been truck GPSs now for a decade that I know of,
yeah,
that are made for trucks, yeah, with a truck app that will help, you know, keep you away from bridges or road trestles or...
I'm sure they exist. Yeah, I have no doubt. I just don't know. It feels like an unfunded mandate from the state. I have to believe 99 out of 100 trucks don't hit overpasses. And just so there's no mistake,
I'm not
in favor of trucks hitting overpasses. my views are often mischaracterized. I'm not arguing
hitting overpasses. YouTube, okay.
I think, this is outside the typical scope of Lebanon Township's areas of interest. There's hundreds of bills that come through the state. I have some concerns it looks like we're supporting the two bill sponsors, which, there are potential conflicts of interest with this committee on those bill sponsors, so... I'm just not sure why this is before us. I think we need a more compelling... I'd like to hear a more compelling reason why Lebanon Township should vote either way on it. But I have no basis for a vote.
Okay. Well, I thought maybe it came into play with the 91,000-pound trucks that they want to have on the road.
At least that was supported by a report of county engineers and things that I could understand the weight difference. This... Mm-hmm. I'm just giving you my opinion. I mean, the committee can do whatever it wants to. I'm just telling you, it's unusual for us to vote on state bills, and I have no basis for a vote. Like I said, maybe it'd be more effective to triple the fine for being on the wrong road. I don't know what the best solution is.
Yeah, I don't see the enforcement either, unless obviously...
How do they enforce it? That's what I'm saying.
Yeah, an incident would have to happen. Then it's too late.
Well, the other word in here is right, certain global positioning system. So I don't know what that word means. Certain, is that a better system than what's existing now?
I think I'm tracked enough.
Any other discussion?
Have we been asked specifically to support this?
Yes.
For political purposes?
No.
I mean, you act like that's a ridiculous question, but one of the sponsors did way into our election last year with endorsements of two of our candidates. The other sponsor is, in his private legal practice, is representing individually two committee members in pending in ongoing litigation. So
three committee members.
Okay, three committee members.
Mm-hmm.
I think we need to avoid any perception of a different motivation for doing this with a clear reason why we're doing it. And I don't see a reason why we're considering an opinion on global positioning systems for commercial trucks.
Anybody
all I
else?
Can say is, you know, I've seen enough trucks get stuck down here on Hill Road going to Glen Gardner. I've seen them get stuck in High Bridge going under the High Bridge thing. I've seen plenty of them smash into the High Bridge bridge. So while it may not directly affect, I think, Lebanon Township, it affects other townships in the state of New Jersey. I think we just want to support the concept and get these trucks off of the secondary roads and maintain them on primary roads, and certainly the roads that these special GPS systems. I mean, if you remember, I used to drive that coach, 45-foot coach. I needed a special GPS system to drive that coach because the only way out of this town is through Cal. There's no other way out of this town.
I think the idea is right, but I just don't know how that's enforced. I mean, does every trucker have to have this system in their vehicle? And if they go up Point Mountain or Mountaintop Road, which we've seen trucks in the past go up, and they get pulled over, is there an extensional fine that will stop this? I mean, I don't see where there's an end game to this. No, I like the idea because I've seen the trucks go up the mountains and get stuck and can't turn around.
Right.
I just don't know if the existing maps follow the GPSs. I mean, if a driver is fully capable of following maps and seeing posted signs, this law would mandate them to get new technology. And if a driver is not capable of following maps, I don't know if they're capable of using this technology. I just don't know anything about it, is my point.
I'm just telling you my own experiences.
And I agree.
Plenty of truckers I've spoken to, bad English, trying to find their way around here, and getting stuck places. And they do make special GPS systems for the trucks. So to help them not go to places where they shouldn't. But they do have to sometimes go places, like you just said, Point Mountain or someplace else, where we may not want them to go, but they have to make deliveries. But I think we don't want it to be a common occurrence where they use it as a normal routing for traffic.
And that's a good point. That's what's happened with regular GPS. That's what's happened to many of our side roads.
Yeah.
20 years ago, nobody knew the cut-throughs. Mm-hmm. Now the GPS takes them on all our roads.
Oh, that's true.
This talks about this, not using civilian navigation systems that are sometimes used. Well, do I have a motion at all on this bill? Resolution number 125-2023? In support or against? I guess we have to do it in support of positive.
Well, I just take the motion, and if it doesn't get enough votes, then it fails.
And then should the two members on the committee that he feels has a conflict maybe abstain?
I'm not claiming
a conflict.
Not right. I'm not familiar with that. I mean, I don't know who you're referencing.
All right. We'll just do it during the vote to play it safe. Would it have made a difference if the names weren't up there on the header?
I would still ask why Lebanon Township is taking an opinion on this with all the stuff that goes on in the state. But
can we table it till the next one?
Or do we need it for this one? If there's no motion, then it just dies.
Yeah.
Huh?
If there's no motion, then it just dies and dies.
Well, the only reason I'm asking is because I didn't get a chance to actually read the Senate of the House bill.
Okay.
And I would surely like to read it to see if I can defend this thing.
You can take a motion to table it for the next meeting.
Yeah, all right, let's take a motion. Can I get a motion to table this?
I'll make a motion to table it.
I'll second.
Roll call.
No.
Yes.
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 By the way, we tabled Resolution 120 without a motion.
I get that, but I don't know as far as that one wasn't going to be on the agenda. There's no discussion on that one at all relative to that. So I think the difference was that wasn't intended to be brought up.
Yeah, that we didn't even talk about it. It just was taken off the table. Okay, next up is, this is unfinished business now. There's a quote for liftoff for township email IDs for the volunteers. It's not an emergency right now, so I don't have a resolution for it. It was just more about giving everybody the quote so that they know what we're dealing with. What we're going to do is, right now employees have IDs, but we want the volunteers to all have township IDs. And so if they're on two committees, they're still only going to get one ID. So this is $1,440 for a six-month exchange online plan to get 60 email licenses. I counted up the number of volunteers and then kind of backed out who was on two committees and where the vacancies were, and that was the number we came up with. So it's $4 a month per user, 60 licenses for 6 months, and when I questioned that at the ESC, why 6 months, they said because then we can renew our employee IDs and our volunteer IDs all at the same time next year. And basically, this is to protect the volunteers as well as to protect the township. Because of litigation and record retention and trying to get into OPRA requests, and we can't get into somebody's personal email, or maybe their personal email, maybe their computer is seized someday because all of their volunteer work is done on their personal email. Different examples. So we're just trying to protect the township as well as the employees. And this isn't going to be voluntary. We did this a couple of years ago. One of our administrators ordered these licenses and ended up saying, if you want one, volunteers, come and get it. But they ended up expiring. Nobody took one. Maybe one person took one. This is going to be policy because we've got some real-life situations we're dealing with right now. So that'll, at the next meeting, I'll have a resolution. Unless you want to memorialize it.
The list is way below the quote threshold. This is
okay.
Where
so we don't need a resolution.
No, you can just throw on the bill list.
All right. So then we'll just can I have a motion to approve the quote of $1,444 presented by the ESC for the company Liftoff to acquire the Exchange Online Plan 60 licenses for $1,440 for 6 months?
I'll make that motion.
I'll second.
Roll call.
Yes.
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 Next up, I just wanted to put on the agenda that Lori Hoffman of the Historians came to me and mentioned that they're going to use the big tree for the holiday. What?
Not the big tree.
Which one?
It's
going to
be the Charlie Brown tree.
Which one is the Charlie Brown?
The small tree that's dying.
Oh. The small tree that's dying?
Yes.
Get one last hurrah out of it.
Okay. Reach the axe.
Okay. Okay. So,
no,
yeah. So what I was going to say, no choppy choppy, Brian. This is what it's about. It was too late.
I promise.
All right. Let's see now. Next up, what do we have up next? Okay. Here we go. Resignation of from the Lebanon Township Environmental and Open Space Commission. Eric Hendrickson has served at least 10 years on the EOSC, and he says here, it has been an honor and joy serving on the EOSC, but I find it time to move on. The committee is blessed to have Sharon as chair, following in the footsteps of Warren and Adam. Best wishes to all, Eric Hendrickson. So I thank Eric for his service, and then we will have some other appointments, but first we have to do we have to accept his resignation?
Well, he's a board member. I mean, yeah. Really, I forget whose appointment is it. Whose appointment is it?
This is a mayoral
appointment. Mayor appointment, right, you know.
So it's okay.
Yeah.
Well,
and then the appointment, then, if you're going to fill his seat, is going to be for an unexpired term.
Yeah, I've got all that lined up. Okay. I spent a lot of time on this today. So with Eric leaving, mayoral appointments. Alternate 1, Marty Collette, is appointed to the unexpired 3-year term vacated by Mr. Henriksen, which expires on December of this year, 1223. And I just want to see what I had here for. Hang on 1 second. Mr. Collette has been an alternate on the EOSC since May 2017 and has been an active contributor throughout his tenure as alternate. He has a BS degree in natural resources management, is an avid fisherman and long-term member of Trout Unlimited, and is experienced with public communications and working with youth. So I, you know, appreciate him wanting to step into Eric's spot. So he is now appointed to a regular term. Next up is Constance Grill. She is appointed to the unexpired alternate 1 2-year term vacated by Mr. Collette, which expires on December of 2023. And Constance, she has been an active volunteer for the EOSC since expressing interest in June of 2023. She has a PhD in biological sciences and is experienced with communicating scientific information to the public. She also has an interest in forest stewardship and controlling invasive plants, definitely something we need.
She happens to be here in the room.
Oh.
Say hello.
Stand. You want to stand up? So I can see you. Oh, there you are. Okay. Yeah.
Welcome aboard.
Thank you. And then we have Nina Weiland is appointed to the vacant alternate 2 unexpired 2-year term, which expires December of 2024. And Ms. Weiland has been an active volunteer for the EOSC since 2022 and acting as an official liaison to the Hunterdon County Environmental Sustainability and Engineering Academy, where she is now a senior. She has been taking college-level courses in the biological and environmental sciences, as a member of Future Farmers of America, and has experience working with youth and controlling invasive plants. Ms. Weiland was originally recommended to be appointed as an EOSC alternate in May of 2023, and is now 18 years of age, and I've heard nothing but good things about her. So I'm happy. These were all unanimous votes by the EOSC for these appointments. And Sharon, I have to tell you, you just make my job so much easier. I mean, the package you put together, the both of them you put together on the agenda are phenomenal. So moving on, we now go to the forestry, the EOSC, Lebanon Township Forest Stewardship. This is just a committee discussion because the chair of the Environmental Commission is following up on that grant that we all approved to go ahead and do a forestry management plan, and there were certain goals that were set. Sharon, you want to come up and explain it? And then she's looking to see if the committee wants input. Last night she was at the planning board meeting to see if they wanted to have input, and she did such a good job. I only had one piece of input.
Good evening. Thank you. So Sharon Petzinger, Chair of the Environmental Open Space Commission in Lebanon Township. So this dates back a while ago when we received a grant with Township Committee approval. We applied for and received a grant from the Highlands Council, the amount of $36,250. And this was to create a municipal-wide forest stewardship master plan for all municipal-owned forested lands, as well as a forest stewardship plan for our largest forested property, which is Anthony Preserve. And so after that, Township Committee approved the hiring of a forester in New Jersey Audubon to create these plans. And so that includes conducting forest inventories, compiling natural resource information, soliciting input from stakeholders, as well as drafting the plan. The goals of the plan, though, are up to the landowner, so that's up to us and our responsibility. So New Jersey Audubon has started and completed the forest inventory and has provided the Environmental Open Space Commission with information including recommended goals for the forest stewardship plan. The goals of the plan are basically the basis of the plan. So the landowner creates the goals. The forester then writes the plan on how to achieve those goals over the next 10, 20, however many years. So forest stewardship plan would be 10 years. The master plan, which is what we're talking about now, is in perpetuity until we renew it. So it's basically a guidance document for for how to steward our forest lands, our public lands in particular, but also can be used by our residents if they want to learn how to, what the concerns are for their own forests and how to steward their own forests. So that's kind of the background. When we received that information from New Jersey Audubon, the Environmental Open Space Commission met. I gave them an anonymous survey of a list of goals that I took from New Jersey Audubon recommendations, as well as what was in our master plan, our open space recreation plan, things from the Highlands Council, Lebanon Township-based plans, as well as scientific literature on what different services and concerns our forests provide and have. So that came up with 22 different goals. We did the anonymous survey, and there were some goals that popped out, and we chose those that were over 50% voted on. And that came to basically 8 goals, which we presenting to you as decision makers in the township. We also presented to the planning board last night. They agreed they want to weigh in on those goals but need more time, so they will be discussing them at their next meeting. So this is really a question to you of, do you want to weigh in on the draft goals now? And if so, how would you like to do so? And if not, how would you like to weigh in on the final goals? I provided you all a process that the Environmental Open Space Commission agreed upon on how to do it. So the first step is basically is where we are now, letting the decision makers weigh in on what the draft goals will be. The second step will be to get that information out to the residents. And those are the main constituents of the plans and of the township. And so we want the decision makers, which is the Township Committee, the Planning Board, the EOSC, and New Jersey Water Supply Authority, since they co-own most of our forested properties. We're giving everybody the opportunity to weigh in on the draft goals before it goes out to the residents. We are also going to be soliciting feedback from partner groups. These are local groups and agencies that we have liaison towards, so Hunterdon County Parks and Open Space Commission, or Advisory Commission, Musconetcan Watershed Association, and Raritan Headwaters. So that is the plan for getting feedback on these goals before we finalize them, give them to New Jersey Audubon, and say, go write the plan.
Is the grant going to cover all the expense?
The grant covers everything, yes.
I'd like to really first hear what the planning board thinks before I would make a vote, because it's a bigger board. Mm-hmm. I'd like to hear their input first. That's me personally.
Any other comments?
Sure, I think this is really terrific. As I look at the draft goals, one that kind of makes me crunch my forehead here is increase water availability. Is that something that we can do? It either rains or it doesn't rain. I'm kind of lost at that one.
I'd be happy to explain that.
Please.
Okay.
Please.
So the actions to protect and increase water quality is different from what would increase water availability, as in groundwater recharge is another way to phrase the water increasing water availability. So there are a few ways to do that. The most common one that I know, knowing our forests in this township, we have oaks and hickories in the overstory, and we have a lot of beech and some maples growing in the understory. And those beech and maples, they're called northern hardwoods, and they use up a lot more water than oaks and hickories. Mm. So if we want to increase water availability, one thing to do is to manage our forest to maintain it as an oak and hickory forest and get rid of those water-guzzling trees, so to speak. Another way to do that is to also open the canopy, because trees use up a lot of water before it can reach the aquifer. So those are two options to do that. And it's going to be soil-specific and depends on the slope and things like that, but those are some options.
You're describing cutting down the trees.
Yes.
Ash trees?
Managing the forest, stewarding the forest. But yes, it would involve cutting trees to increase water availability. I know that makes you happy.
Conservation.
It is.
Well, the comment that I had, it was so comprehensive, and I'm like really trying to find something to comment on, The only thing I could think of was if you're going to encourage, you know, and I mentioned this last night, recreation on open space, take into consideration public safety issues. If you're going to put, for example, a parking lot, make sure there's not a drop-off, or make sure that the ash trees are not going to fall down on something that you're telling somebody to walk on. It's to the best of our ability. I think public safety should be in the goals.
And that is something we can add objectives to the goals, and we can decide in the end to nest some of the goals underneath other goals to have objectives. So public safety and can be an objective under the recreation goal. That's something I can definitely put in there.
So do you guys think that if they do a survey, maybe Sharon can come back and present the results of the survey would be good?
I think the more information we receive from the Environmental Open Space Commission, the better it is for all of us.
Mm-hmm.
I'm concerned with cutting down trees.
Okay.
Isn't the tree canopy and population helping reducing the carbon footprint? And why would we be thinking about taking hardwoods out? Now, we discussed a little bit today. I'm sorry, this just came up.
That's
right
fine.
Now.
I have some questions.
I'm just going to tell you a little bit of my history. We have a preserve farm. And lately, the state comes once a year to visit the farm. And we got into a discussion about silvopasturing, where they would encourage me to, instead of manufacture open fields, they would prefer if I was to take out the invasive species, leaving the mature trees, and allowing the livestock to pasture in what they would call a forest pasture.
Mm-hmm.
So it kind of is different than what I'm hearing from you.
Yes.
And I'm just would like to understand a little bit more. So the survey may help as you come back around, but that's just my thought when we talk about cutting down trees.
So a silver pasturing is basically grazing in an open canopy forest and maintaining a grassy understory, especially mm-hmm. if you control the invasives, maintaining a grassy understory in an open canopy oak hickory forest. If that is kind of like an oak savanna, which if we were going to do something like that on our, we don't have that on our public open space lands.
I understand, right. But my thought is, why are we taking trees out for water quality? Is that the balance? Trees removed for water quality, carbon footprint, trees helping us reduce carbon footprint, and that's where I'm at right now.
Right, so it is a balance, and it is based on our goals. So trees do sequester carbon. Different tree species sequester them at different rates. And if you look at the impacts of warmer temperatures, increased droughts, some trees will do better in that and continue to grow, and others will not. And if you remember last year, we had a really bad drought in August. And if people looked around, they would notice some of the trees, the leaves on the trees, turned yellow in August because they're not drought tolerant. And those are the sugar maples, and a lot of them were black birch, and those were the northern hardwoods. And so they're not sequestering as much carbon as the oak trees. And so if we wanted to maintain our forests and have good carbon storage and sequestration and increase water availability, getting rid of those northern hardwoods is the way to do that. Oaks don't regenerate well in the shade, and so if we leave our forest alone, it's going to turn into a northern hardwood forest right now.
Mm.
And so that is definitely something that is key in my mind. I know New Jersey Audubon mentioned that as well as one of the reasons for forest health as a goal, as part of the forest health and resiliency, is to make sure their forests stay as healthy forests into the future with droughts and with temperature. And that does mean a balance. If you maximize carbon storage, you're doing it at a cost of other things.
Mm-hmm.
And if you maximize water availability, you're doing that at a cost of other things. So trying to find that balance is really what we're trying to do. But I do commend you if you're going to do the silver pasturing. I think that's really great. It's great for wildlife, too.
Okay. Thank you very much.
Any other discussion?
I love talking about this stuff. So
yeah, I could tell. I was going to say, you know your stuff.
Okay.
There is no action. It's just at this point. It was
as long as we keep
informational.
Going.
We'll just keep the communication going and between the planning board and the township committee and you guys. And
I just one more thing, just the next step. And I'm not moving forward with any next steps until I hear back from all the decision makers.
Mm-hmm.
But the next step would be to reach out to our residents. I was going to do that through the newsletter, as well as the website and an online survey, and probably Facebook post. But provide an online survey for the residents to provide feedback on those goals once we've agreed on what they are. Since we'll be missing the newsletter deadline, which is November 1st, I will write an article again, just with the information about and with some of the concerns about the forest, but not include any of the goals, but maybe just a heads up that this is coming. So that would be my next step until I hear back from the Township Committee and the Planning Board and New Jersey Water Supply Authority, because I haven't heard back from them yet either.
Are you going to prompt us when you want more feedback after you do, if you write your article or anything, or should we just put this on an agenda at a different date to go back? I can just put it on.
So if the planning board's meeting November 7th, then I guess the next township committee meeting after that would be good to have on the agenda.
Yeah, and it depends. Well,
the information can come back through open space. I mean, Mike, you're on open space, right? So
yeah, that's
it
true.
Could be a channel right here to come back to the committee. Mm-hmm. If you would like get information to us through Mike and to us, we can channel it that way too.
Okay.
That's good.
Thank you.
Thank you, Sharon.
Yes, thank you.
Next up is authorization for the mayor to sign. It's a JCP&L vegetation. Oh, no, we have to go over to, first of all, the quotes. We're going to table the quotes for
you. Yeah, I'm going to make a motion to table the quotes for the railing of the municipal building. The third one I had backed out, so we didn't make that deadline, and I'll try a different contractor.
Okay. So can I get a second on that tabling?
Second.
Roll call?
Yes.
Next up is the authorization for the mayor to sign. JCP&L has a vegetation management plan that in 2024 they're going to be cutting back all of the vegetation that they have to keep it off the electric wire. So the mayor has to sign the authorization for that. So are we okay with me signing that? Can I get a motion?
I'll make that motion, authorize the mayor to sign JCP&L vegetation management.
Second.
Roll call?
Yes.
After that, I just have a couple of announcements to make, which is electronics and scrap metal recycling event is this coming Saturday. I can't believe it's already October 21st coming up. 8:30 to 12:30 at the DPW building. Proof of residency is required. Not that I have to tell you guys that, but the second announcement is the fall cleanup, which is the following Saturday, October 28th, 8 a.m. to 1 p.m. at the DPW building. Proof of residency. And third is a free rabies clinic November 4th from 9 a.m. to noon at the DPW building. And next up is the Boy Scouts Klondike Derby and associated required water testing. I don't know if you want to talk about that.
Yeah,
I have your email if you need it.
Not this Monday, but the prior Monday, the Boy Scouts visited our park committee meeting, and they have what they call the Klondike Derby. And you probably might have saw it last year. The field that's across from Woodglen School, they set up and camp out in cold weather. And it's a three-day event. And the dates are going to be Friday, January 26th through Sunday, January 28th, 2024. So they came to the park committee. The park committee gave, full blessing. They thought it was an enjoyable, thing to have at our township. But they asked for a couple things. Actually, one thing is they would like to have a water source. And the problem they had with the water source prior was that it has to be either a public water source or tested on a regular basis. So last year, our municipal building is not tested on a regular basis. So in talking with the buildings and grounds and the fire department, we realized Station 3 is tested quarterly during the year for the water and the rental of Station 3. So I'm really just coming to the township committee to acknowledge that the fire department, and it's our building, has agreed to allow the water to be used from Station 3 The Boy Scouts will come there and gather their water, however they do that. And I would just like to present the Boy Scouts with the certification, which was certified in July, and perhaps we'll have one in end of December, early January, that I can forward to them and see if this is feasible for them, and they can do that. Otherwise, they have to truck it in. So I thought it's one way we could help the program. So I guess I don't know if I need a resolution or is this just to acknowledge that we're using the water from Station 3. And the other thing was the fire official recommended that they get an open burn permit from our state forest, I think you know his name, Robert Kushner. You've heard that name.
I've heard that
when
name.
When we heard doing the fire official, that name came up.
Oh, okay, yeah.
So anyways, they would get in contact with him and ask for a permit. The permit's free, so I'm just looking for the township. If anyone has any concerns or not, I would get back to Troop 288. A young gentleman named Thesher Andres was excellent in his depiction of what we can expect. And, again, it was done last year. Just one item. I'd like to make sure that they can get water out of Station 3.
Sounds like a good idea.
Mm-hmm.
Sounds like a great idea.
Okay, so I'd reach out to them and make sure that them steps are followed. I didn't know if you wanted to put it in resolution form.
No, I mean, the water's coming from a truck?
The water comes out of the building.
Out of the building.
And it's a frost-free spigot.
Oh, really?
They use white hoses, they told me, which is, I guess, health-wise, it's a better type hose. And so they take it and put it in the tanks. They take it over to the open space here, and then they have their event cooking.
And the fire department's going to do that. They're not doing the Boy Scouts aren't going to be doing it.
Boy Scouts, yes. They're using our water at their event.
Right. So who fills the
Boy Scouts.
Okay. So
they have their own tank, you mean?
Yes.
Yeah.
And it's just
they probably fill jugs, and they take different jugs, you know, of water.
Right, so
they may use it on multiple occasions during those three nights. I wouldn't mind if you wanted to do a resolution.
Yeah, my only concern is that they're accessing our building and they're becoming
outside through a spigot.
Okay,
but I thought if a resolution was done, and I don't have to have this tonight.
Right. Yeah, just give me some information as to is it an event. I don't know. I mean, they probably have insurance. I just want to make sure because they're using our building, our faucet.
Right.
God forbid, I don't know, a puddle gets there, they fall.
Yes. It's the outside hose.
That's right.
Something that I've left out. They do use our pavilion for their meetings, so we do have their...
I'm sure.
We're named additionally insured.
Additional insured.
So we have that. It's just a couple things that I need. And I thought if it was a resolution form, it kind of gives us a blueprint going...
Sure. I mean, if just give me information, I can put something together.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, obviously, I'm always looking at, you know, liability. It's good, you know, make sure they have insurance because they're using a public facility. And, you know, there's hoses. They could trip. I don't know. A lot of things could happen, right? What are the hoses?
So you think we should go that route?
Yeah, probably a good idea.
And could we have that by the next meeting?
Yeah. Just give me whatever information you have.
I will.
All right,
I will give it to you.
And I'll follow up, too. If you get him the information,
okay.
I'll make sure it's on the 11th one.
All right, thank you.
Next up is presentation of the vouchers.
I'm going to apply.
I have a couple here that qualify.
Mm-hmm.
First voucher I have here is Roselli Griegel Ozier Lazaro. This is for legal services for September, $2,500. JPM Advisors, LLC. This is for the recruitment of the township clerk. It's $5,000. And New Jersey Health Benefit Plan, active and retired benefits for a total of $52,998.61 for October of 2023.
Abe.
I have two.
Did
I miss you?
No, I missed
Brian. Go ahead.
Okay. This is for the Livingston Township Board of Ed school tax November, $1,142,288. And then another one to the North Hunter and Voorhees Regional High School, also the November 2023 school tax of $1,076,551. That's it.
Okay, well, That's going to be hard to follow. Cedar Ridge Lawn Care LLC, excavating demolition, 209 Raritan River Road, $9,225. Griffith Allied Trucking LLC, gasoline police, $2,010.88. Endema, that's the live scan for the police and the printer and the other printer, and that's $25,453 even. Something they've been waiting for a long time. Kosh 33 Specialized Upfitters, that's for the 2023 Police Interceptor, not to exceed $38,320. Patriot Office Supply Cleaning Company, blanket PO, paying this time $1,355 even. Performance Tire, Eagle Enforcer Tires for Police, $1,287.12. That's it.
I have one from Hunterdon County ESC. That's our IT people for 2023 Systems Administration for April, May, and June, $3,000. I have one for Kyle McManus and Associates. This was part of a grant, charged to a grant for the master plan examination, $8,500. And that's all I have that apply. So, the total bill list for the period ending October 18th, 2023 is $2,376,492.93. Can I get an approval of the bill list?
I'll make that motion.
Second.
Roll call.
Yes.
Yes.
Okay.
And next up is, we just have one piece of correspondence. It's from the Lebanon Township EOSC, September 12, 2023 meeting minutes. Very comprehensive. Another good Sharon job.
Yeah, I don't want to give Sharon a swell head.
Yeah, she's going to be scratching her head 3 feet away.
I thought she left.
Yeah. Can I have a motion to open a public comment for anything that anyone wants to talk about?
I'll make a motion to open public comments for anything the public wants to kind of talk about.
Tom seconded it.
So. Yes, second.
Roll call.
Yes.
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 Yes. Seeing none, and I have... Keith. Yes.
I do have one. I really don't know anything about the fire storage ship, but... does that mean, like, if somebody wants to put a new oak tree
Keith, could you face this way.
Direct comments to the township committee.
Or he's going to yell at me.
I just wanted to know if somebody wanted to plant a couple of oak trees or some other type of tree that's invasive to the water, are they going to have to get special permission, or are they going to be told not to do that?
I'll answer for Sharon since I'm here. This is a plan just for the township property, so it could be a guide to people who just are wanting to know what kind of tree would do what. It would be public information. And even on the township property, this won't be a binding plan. It won't require us to take action. It will guide us on action that we want to take.
Okay.
It's not a tree ordinance that will limit what you can do.
And secondly, as long as Mike is speaking, for those people here, Mike and his Squires Point historians have done a tremendous amount of work on the old Grange Hall building. And for those that haven't been by there lately, I would encourage you to go. All of the boards have been removed from where the windows are. And it truly is a very impressive-looking building. It looks much larger than it ever did before. But it's a building that you should go look at.
Is there a tour date yet, Mike?
What?
Tour date?
We had some graveyard tours over the weekend. We publicized for Squires Point what's going on, but no completion tour yet.
Any other public comment? Seeing none, do I have a motion to close public comment?
So moved.
Second.
Roll call?
Yes.
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 Okay, I'm going to make an announcement. Before we go into executive session, could everybody just remain seated and quiet? Because it's hard for them to hear what I'm saying, because everybody gets up before I get a chance to say what we're going to do in executive session. So with that, we have resolution number 126-2023, executive session action may be taken. And the categories are a collective bargaining agreement is one category, that's CWA. Pending or anticipated litigation, Block 16, Lot 2. Matters falling within attorney-client privilege. Objection of zoning board attorneys, client charges per NJSA 40:55D-53.2A, parentheses A. And matters involving the employment, appointment, termination, or employment. And that's it for tonight. And that basically the categories would be pension, staffing, supervisory. Oh, with that, so can I get a motion to go into executive session? Resolution number 126-2023.
I'll make that motion.
Second.
Roll call?
Yes.
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 Yeah. Thank you, everyone.
Thank you.
Have a good evening, everybody.
Call.